That was quite an experience on that ship, because as we came over loaded, we were at the tail end of the line, and we're also at the corner. So that's what we called coffin corner of the convoy. And we were sailing along, and I was on the watch in the bow at night at about 1 or 2 a.m., and all of a sudden I saw little red lights shining in the water around us. Then I realized each of those lights represented one man and who had turned on the little red light on his life jacket. These were seamen from the ship that had been sunk ahead of us. We had never heard anything because the ship was loaded. The torpedo, when it blew up, was very muffled, and it sank the ship on the lead ship in that line. The ship went straight ahead and down, and we came up the line after it, and there were some men still floating around in the water. We hoped they were rescued, but we didn't know what happened to them after that. That was the most terrifying experience, though, because it showed you that things were not always as they seemed to be.
Right.
But then after we got back to the United States, why, I got off that ship and...
Do you know what ship that that was that sank, that had the seamen were scattered in the water? It was part of your convoy, right?
This is the first ship in the right-hand line of the convoy.
Yeah.
The first ship, the corner. But where the ship was didn't matter. Mm-hmm. Torpedo found it.
Right.
And the submarines knew exactly what they were doing when they fired their torpedoes.
So who would have picked them up?
They would be picked up, if at all, by a heavy Dutch seagoing tug, which followed a convoy and picked up people like that, if they could. If they weren't available, then the British would ask one of the convoy escorts to come in and look for survivors. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how much that was done. It took away our escort for a while, but it certainly saved a lot of men. The escort ships picked up the seamen that they could find and carried them along with them. Mm-hmm. Did what they could for them.